Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 174 of The 80%. As the season of giving approaches, so does the potential strain it can bring on our wallets. But don't worry, because in this episode, we unwrap the gift of financial wisdom during the Christmas season. Join me on a sleigh ride through practical money-saving tips that will keep your budget intact and add an extra touch of joy to your holiday celebrations. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Recently, nag-guest ako sa CNN and it was one of the questions that was asked. Paano ba ibabalance ng mga tao, ng mga Pinoy, yung paggastos at pagtitipid during the holiday season? Because we all know that it's really a time for spending, for buying gifts, not only for our loved ones, but of course, also for ourselves. And aside from that, marami ding gastos towards the end of the year. Minsan may mga kailangan tayong bayaran na registration or may mga kailangan bayaran ng mga annual fees. Particularly, syempre ang top of mind ko dyan, yung amelyar ng real estate. So, sa mga property owners, I'm very sure na iniisip nyo na rin ngayon yan. At syempre, ang tip ko sa inyo, bayaran nyo ng maaga yung inyong real estate taxes kasi may discount. Okay, huwag nyo nahintayin yung January 1, huwag nyo nahintayin yung New Year kasi malaking tulong din yung matitipid ninyo sa babayaran nyo sa amelyar sa lupa kapag binayaran nyo siya ng maaga or towards the end of the year. The holiday season is a time of joy, togetherness, and celebration, but it can also be a period of financial stress for many. Diba? Nakaka-stress kapag Christmas. Ang mga nakikita kong masaya lang kapag Pasko, yung mga negosyante kasi maraming benta. But for the general population, it can be a stressful time. Particularly, it can also be a time na kailangan talaga maging conscious pagdating sa ating paggastos. Between buying gifts, decorating your home, and hosting gatherings, expenses can quickly add up. However, with a little planning and creativity, you can enjoy a memorable Christmas without breaking the bank. Today, let's explore a few money-saving tips to help you have a merry and affordable holiday season. Ang first tip natin is to create a budget. This is the most basic money tip that I can give you. Before you start any holiday spending, set a realistic budget. Take into account all your anticipated expenses, including gifts, decorations, travel, and food. Having a budget in place will help you keep your spending in check and prevent overspending on impulse purchases. So, hindi lang yung mga bibili na regalo, tsaka yung mga ihahanda ang binabudget para sa akin, no? Yung travel. Maraming nagtatravel during the holiday season, umuwi sa probinsya, pupunta sa mga reunion, etc. I think it's very smart to also anticipate those expenses, budget for those expenses. In our family, especially during Christmas, di ba? Umuwi tayo sa probinsya, we have family reunions, and syempre, mayroong transportation costs yun. Additionally, may mga reunions or gatherings with friends, hindi lang yung mga dadalhin nating regalo. Sometimes may mga Christmas parties na kailangan mag-costume. Para sa akin, yung anticipation ng mga upcoming expenses will really help a lot in setting the right budget for the holiday season. And kapag alam mo na kung magkano yung more or less or estimate na magagastos mo, mapapansin mo yan. Mas madaling mag-ayos ng sweldo natin, particularly pag dumating na yung Christmas bonus or 13th month pay, mas madali, less yung panic na mararamdaman mo kung magkakasya ba siya o hindi. Dahil more or less, alam mo na kung ano yung kailangan mong paghandaan. Okay? So that's our first tip, create a budget. The second tip is to make a gift list. Ilista mo na lahat ng mga plano mong bigyan ng regalo. Instead of buying gifts for everyone you know, create a gift list of the most important people in your life. And I truly believe this na hindi mo kailangan bigyan ng regalo lahat ng tao. Bigyan mo lang ng regalo yung talagang importante sa buhay mo. Consider doing a Secret Santa gift exchange to limit the number of gifts you need to purchase. And ginagawa namin tong sa mga magkakaibigan. Instead of buying individual gifts for everyone, mag-exchange gift na lang kami para isang gift na lang yung bibilhin. Kasi imaginein mo, 7 kami dun sa pinakabarkada. Kung 6 gifts yung bibilhin ko versus isang gift lang, di ba? Mas budget-friendly siya. I also know people na ito yung ginagawa nila sa family. Instead of bigyan ng regalo yung nanay, tatay, kapatid, tito, tita, pinsan, ang ginagawa na lang nila, especially during family reunion, they just set a slightly higher budget for the gift. Tapos, isang regalo lang yung dadali nila. And during the family reunion, nag-exchange gift na lang or nag-games na yun yung mga dalang regalo, yun yung prize. Ang sinisigurado na lang nila ay yung mga bata, sila yung may mga individual na regalo. You can also opt for thoughtful homemade gifts which can be more meaningful and budget-friendly. Ang madalas na ginagawa dito, kung marunong ka mag-bake, for example, or magluto, food yung binibigay. And I think that's a very good option as a gift, yung pagkain, kasi you don't really want to add clutter dun sa mga reregaluhan mo. Sometimes, hindi mo rin alam eh kung magagamit ba nila or magugustuhan nila yung bibigay mo regalo. Especially doon sa mga hindi mo naman masyadong kaklose. But giving away food as gift will always be welcome. So kung kaya mo mag-bake, mag-bake ka na lang ng pastries, cookies, brownies, or whatever na pwede mong e-regalo. Lalo na kung sa mga group of friends, kasi ginagawa ko dati yan sa office. What I usually just do is bring a box of brownies and I tell everyone na ito na yung gift ko sa mga kaopisina ko. And we just share that during one afternoon. Usually mga 2 to 3 days before the Christmas, yun yung dinadala ko para yun yung merienda namin. Yun, ako. So I hope you can do this. This will really help a lot, yung creating a gift list. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about Izanagi. Are you looking for a smart, hassle-free way to grow your money? Then check out Izanagi, your ultimate tool for passive income in the world of forex trading. Izanagi is a supervised, automated trading program from the Philippines. And it's like having a financial expert working for you 24 hours a day. Izanagi uses smart algorithms to analyze market trends and make lightning-fast trades, maximizing your profit potential. Imagine making money while you focus on your career, take care of your business, spend time with your loved ones, or simply while you enjoy life. With Izanagi, you have a trusted partner who can provide regular passive income for you and your family. No need to stress over market fluctuations or closely monitor economic news. Izanagi and the team behind it does it all for you, so you can relax and watch your earnings grow.
So join me and other smart, savvy young professionals who have already discovered and unlocked the power of Izanagi. Register for a free account at bit.ly/openizanagi. That's bit.ly/openIZANAGI. bit.ly/openizanagi. All small letters.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Next is to shop early. Nako. Ngayon pa lang, kapag nagsimula na yung mga Christmas sale and promos, pwede nyo na siyang bilhin. So, it's very important to really know ano ba yung bibilhin mo so that you can shop early. Start your Christmas shopping well in advance to take advantage of sales, discounts, and promotions. Shopping early not only helps you find better deals, but also spreads out your expenses over several weeks or months, reducing the financial strain during December. Ang gusto ko sa pag-Christmas shopping ng maaga, yung konti pa lang yung tao, di ba? Hindi pa ganun karami yung mga namimili and makakapili ka talaga ng maayos dun sa mga choices sa mga tindahan, sa mga boutiques, malls, and mga tiyangge. But also, second week of November, full speed ahead na for the Christmas bazaars, then that's also a great time to shop for your Christmas or holiday gifts. Number four is to set a spending limit. So set a spending limit for each person on your gift list and stick to it. This not only helps you stay within your budget, but also encourages you to be more thoughtful and creative when choosing gifts. Kung sinet mo na ang regalo mo sa mga kapatid mo ay 300 pesos lang, di ba? So, talaga mapapaisip ka, ano ba yung within 300 pesos na ma-appreciate nila? And since maaga pa naman, that will allow you some time to ask them probably or to really think about what would they appreciate. Consider regifting too. Nako, this is very controversial, but I'm one of those people who believe na walang masama sa pagre-regift. Ano ibig sabihin ng regifting? Yung regalo na matatanggap mo na hindi mo naman ginamit, pwede mong iregalo ulit sa iba. Especially sa mga holiday events na nakakuha ka ng raffle prize or yung nakuha mo sa mga Secret Santa or exchange gift na hindi mo naman talaga gusto, pwede mo siyang i-regift sa iba na feeling mo ay mas okay sa kanila. Minsan, lalo na in my profession, may mga clients, may mga suppliers na nagbibigay na regalo. Usually, food, mga bottles of wine, mga kung ano-anong home decors na hindi ko naman kailangan, and also I'm not really a wine drinker. Especially yung wine. Kapag may potluck party, yun yung dinadala ko. Yun na lang yung contribution for the potluck party. Okay? So consider your gifting that can really help you save a lot of money. Our tip number five is to consider do-it-yourself decors or DIY decors. Decking your halls doesn't have to be expensive. Create your own decorations by repurposing items you already have, such as old ornaments or unused wrapping paper. You can also involve your family in crafting personalized decorations, making it a fun and budget-friendly activity. Sa family namin, I remember na nag-invest, quote-unquote, no, nag-invest yung parents ko sa talagang maganda na Christmas tree. Yung mga durable and alam natin na hindi madaling masira na mga Christmas decors. Tapos, yun na lang yung ginagamit namin every year. Para magkaroon ng variety, usually sa ano na lang kinukuha eh. Sa Christmas lights na lang. Kasi, I don't know, may mga Christmas lights talaga na madaling masira or pag after a year na tinago mo, no, sira na, hindi pundido na. Yun na lang usually yung binibili every year eh, yung bagong Christmas lights. So kung gusto ng parents ko na blue yung theme for this year, it's basically all the same decorations except blue yung Christmas lights. Tapos next year kung gusto nila ay gold or yellow naman, yun na lang yung bibili na Christmas lights. So be creative and I would say work with your family if you can create or craft your own Christmas decorations. And it doesn't have to be a lot. Meron akong kaibigan pala, ang Christmas decor lang nila sa bahay, isang napakagandang wreath na nilalagay nila sa pintuan at isang simple na Christmas tree. Wala nang ibang design or decor sa bahay nila, but it looks so simple yet elegant. Number 6 is potluck parties. If you're planning to host a Christmas dinner or party, consider having a potluck-style gathering. Ask guests to bring their favorite dishes, appetizers, or desserts to share. This not only eases the burden on your wallet, but also adds a variety of delicious dishes to the menu. Yung isa kong kaibigan, pag Christmas party naming friends, binovolunteer niya yung bahay niya na doon kami magkita-kita at mag-party. And it's always a potluck party. And malaking tipid din on everyone, not just yung friend ko na nag-host, na potluck party siya. And of course, ang dala ko doon yung wine na ire-re-gift ko. But aside from your Christmas party with friends, you can also do this, of course, with your family and even office mates. No? May mga very close tayo ng mga office mates na minsan, inisip natin, sige, labas naman tayo, Christmas dinner naman tayo. Instead of eating in a restaurant, maybe one of you can volunteer having the Christmas party dun sa bahay niya, sa apartment, condo, or bahay, and mag-potluck party na lang kayo. So this will be a very good tip to save money. Number 7 is to shop online instead. And this is one of my favorite things to do kesa pumunta sa mga mall at makipagsiksika sa mga tao. Yung mga pwede naman na bilhin online, binibili ko na lang online. Shop online to save time and money. Many online retailers offer exclusive discounts during the holiday season. Buy from a single store or website to save on shipping cost. At dito rin nagsimula yung mga 10-10 sale, 11-11 sale. Kung matatandaan ninyo, 11-11 sale lang yan eh, before naging monthly sale sa mga online stores. Yung 11-11 sale is also single day sa China na naging worldwide thing na rin, kasabay ng Black Friday sale sa US. So kasi walang Black Friday sale talaga sa ibang mga bansa, katulad ng Pilipinas, pero we adopted yung 11-11 sale. Huwag na natin hintayin yung 12-12. Yung iba, naghintay pa ng 12-12. Pero pagdating kasi ng 12-12, baka hindi na umabot sa Pasko yung delivery kasi sobrang busy na ng mga courier at saka ng mga shipping companies. Last tip natin, which is related dun sa number 7, is avoid last-minute shopping. Last-minute shopping can lead to impulse purchases and higher prices. Plan ahead, make a list, and stick to it to avoid the stress and financial strain of rushing to buy gifts at the last minute. Nako, natatandaan ko yan dati kasi nagla-last minute shopping ako. Hindi kasi ako gumawa ng listahan ng mga regaluhan, tapos bigla akong maaalala, nako, meron pala akong dalawang inaanak na hindi ko pa nabibilhan. So mag-rush ako sa Changi, sa mall, sa bazaar, tapos ay, ito na lang, ito na lang. So, number one, hindi naging thoughtful yung gift ko. Pangalawa, since nagmamadali ako, wala na rin akong time na mag-ikot kung yun ba yung pinakamura na deal. Minsan, nabibili ko yung isang gift na, naku, mas mura pala kung binili ko dun sa isang store or mas mura pala kung online ko na lang ito binili. But since I was really in a rush, wala akong choice kundi to already buy it. So avoid last minute shopping. Ang tradition ko or ang ugali ko is tapos na ako sa Christmas gift shopping ko by December 1. The holiday season is a time for joy and togetherness, but it shouldn't leave you stressed about your finances. By setting a budget, planning ahead, and making thoughtful choices, you can enjoy a memorable and affordable Christmas. I hope these money-saving tips can help you create cherished holiday memories without breaking the bank. Remember, what matters more is quality time with your loved ones and celebrating these merry months with them. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. To contact me or catch up on our previous episodes, visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.